We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on three lines from the top of Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We are continuing the discussion of Mazel, and the Gemara is bringing more Rayas, that in Mazel Yisrael, which means Rashi says you could daven, you could change your Mazel. Your Mazel could be a certain thing supposed to happen, but if you daven, you do certain mitzvahs, you could change your Mazel. That's a special thing only to Klal Yisrael. Zokt the Gemara, Mishmuel Nami, Yevaraya, in Mazli Yisrael. The Shmuel of Avlet, Shmuel and Avlet, Shmuel, we know Shmuel is. Avlet was a certain non-Jew who was a Chacham, and he was a stargazer. And Havayasa, they were sitting together. Havakazvi Hanach Inishlagme. Some people were going down to the swamp to cut down some reeds. Omele Avlet Shmuel. Avlet turns to Shmuel and says, Hi Gavra, this person here, Ozov Loyossi, he's going to go, he's not coming back. Torak lo chivya umes. A snake will bite him and he's going to die. Omle Shmuel. Shmuel says to Avlet, Ibar Yisrael who, if he's a Yisrael, and Shmuel recognizes him as Yisrael, he just wanted to mention a schus of Klal Yisrael on him. Ibar Yisrael who, ozavasi, it's very possible to come back because tefillah could change. Adiyosve, as he was sitting there, ozavasi, the guy comes back, b'shalom. So come Avlet, Avlet stands up, shad tune, he takes off his package, off his guy's back. Ashkech Bechivi finds inside a snake. The pasuk should have tarte gube. It was cut in half into two pieces. Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel says, "My avarata, what did you do? Which chus did you do to be saved? Look, there's a snake in your backpack. You could have had a snake. You cut it when you cut the condom. You cut the snake in half." Amalei. So the person said, "This happened. We have a little group here, and every day we collect evenly. Everyone gives a little piece of food, so a little bread, and we collect together. We eat it together for a meal." I realized one of the people today didn't have what to give. And he's going to be embarrassed. He was very embarrassed. I said to them, I'm not coming to Armina. I'll be the one collecting today. I'm doing the collection today. I came to that person who didn't have anything to give. Maybe believe I'm taking from him. And really, he took from himself an extra portion. And he may believe he was taken from that person. In order that person should not get embarrassed. Unbelievable schos. Amalei Shmuel turned to him and said, Mitzvah varata. You did a mitzvah, a big mitzvah. Nofak Shmuel v'dorash, which is daka tatzel amavah. Someone does daka, someone does a good mitzvah, a mitzvah of tzedakah, can save him from amavah. Not only v'loy misa mashuna, not pshat, a person's going to die and I'll save him from misa mashuna, it'll be a nice misa. No, ela, misa atzma, saves him, gives him a life. This person was supposed to die for his mazel, he's supposed to die today, and the mitzvah of tzedakah changed his mazel l'tayva. Talk to Monacha Maisa, Maisa Rabbi Kiva, famous Maisa. Rabbi Kiva Nami, we can see in Mazel Yisrael. The Rabbi Kiva, Havala Barta. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amalei Kadoi, the stargazers told Rabbi Kiva, Ahu Yoimet Ali Beganol, the day she goes to the Chuppah, Torek Lechivya Maisa, she's going to get bitten by a snake and she's going to die. Have a dog in Mosa Tuva. Rabbi Kiva was very nervous. All the years, he was very nervous about this. Ahu Yoimet, the finally day the Chuppah came, she called to the Machvanta, after the Chuppah, she took off the crown of her head. It was like a crown that has sharp edges, like a hair band, something that she put in her hair, like a pin she put in her hair. That's the beguda. So when she finished it, she put it into the wall to hold it in the wall. It was sharp. And Isrami, Eisiv Ein Lechivid, and it landed up, it went right into the eyes of a snake. Letzav in the morning, Keshakle, when she pulled it out, Havikasaruch Vasichur Asrei, a snake came pulling out with the ornament. Amala Avua, Maya Varata, which chus do you do to change the mazel? You're supposed to die from the snake. Amalei, Bepanya Ose Anya, the day the chasa was very busy. Only came knocked on the door. Kara Baba is knocking on the door. Vava Teride, Kula Amma Sudasa, everyone was busy with the Suda of the chasana. Veleka the Shami, no one heard him knocking. Kaamina, I stood up, I took the portion that I was given from my chasana, Yavatinele, I gave it to her, gave it to the poor person. Amalah, Rakiva says, Mitzvah Varata, you did a big mitzvah. No, for Rakiva, Darash, Stoka, Tatsal, Mavah, Stoka can save someone from death. But loy Misa Mashuna, not only from a Misa Mashuna changed the mode of death from Misa Mashuna to a Misa Haguna. Ella, Misa Atzmav, from Misa itself will save a person. The person himself could save himself from Misa with doing mitzvahs, because ain't Mazel Yisrael, and you can save yourself from Tfil with Tfilah and mitzvahs. Look more, another Rai. Rachma Yitzchak, Nami. A Mazel Yisrael. The right from Nachman Yitzchak also. The Ime, the Nachman Yitzchak, Amalei Kadoi, the mother of Nachman Yitzchak, was a big Amir. The Kadoi told the mother, Berich Gan Vahav, your son will be a Ganav. So what the mother did was, Shavakte Gluy Reishes, she did not let his head be uncovered from when he was born. And she said to him, "Kasei reisher, cover your head. Kehirat havalach emes shvayim, or shav yiras shvayim." Uboyi rachmi, and she davened also. She davened also. Lehava yode amai karmelay. And Rachmi didn't understand why Molo told him to daven, why she davened, why he made him wear yarmulke all the time. Yom echad, one day also kagoris to sidikla. The Achareim say he was younger. He was in the youngest years. He was learning under a tree. Under a palm tree, all of a sudden his yarmulke fell off his head. He used to cover the head with a talus. It fell off to his head. Dolly Einai picks up his eyes. Chazul adikla, he sees on top of him a nice geshmaka date tree. Alma Yitzra, his strong yitzhara. Salak piskele kibur v'shini. He went up and he cut off a whole bunch of dates with his teeth. So you see, even though you see how much taiva he had for geneva. And still, so that was his mazel, but still, he changed the mazel by putting a yarmulke on his head, which was a form of tefillah, tell him to have your shemaim, he davened, and that could change the mazel. And Takam Nachum Yitzchak grew up to be the biggest Amoraim, he was not a ganav, he did not become a ganav, because he had the schus of tefillah, which we have by in mazel Yisrael. So Yisrael could change the mazel, through tefillah, through mitzvahs. That's what we see from all these gemaras. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, it's a Mishnah about muksa. Zok the Mishnah, Mechatchim Esadlum, I think it's the last Mishnah in the Masechta. The second last Mishnah in the Masechta, this Mishnah is about Muksa. Mechatchim Esadlum with Mei Behema. Someone is allowed to cut gourds, raw gourds, it was cut already off the tree, he wants to cut up into pieces for the Behema, he's allowed to do that. Vesan Avela Fnei Aklavim, he's allowed to cut up an Avela that died on Shabbos Fnei Aklavim. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was not available before Shabbos, it's asur because it's not menamuchan. So let's explain the first machlokes on Nevela. Nevela was a live behema when Shabbos came in, so that means this behema is oimed la'adam, for people to eat. When they shechted, it would be oimed for people, not for animals, because it's too expensive to give the animal to klavim. So here, it died on Shabbos, now it's an Nevela, now it's roi for klavim. But when Shabbos came in, it was not roi for klavim yet. It was not roi for klavim, it was roi for adam. So it's called a muchan la'adam, ain't a muchan la'klavim. So Yehuda holds, Yehuda's sheet is, he's more machbar muksa, it has to be muchan from before Shabbos. And therefore, if it was not muchan from before Shabbos is ready for Adam, you cannot give it to Behema on Shabbos. Masheke and Tanakamu, who's Rab Shimon, holds that Nevela, you could give Fnei Klavim, you cut up the Nevela Fnei Klavim, it's not muksa. Now what about Deluim? So Rash learns Deluim is the same achleikas. The Deluim, these gourds, were oimid la'adam. And now the Behema needed food, so you want to cut it up for the Behema. Zak Rashi, it's muksa, because it's muchan la'adam. But the other learned that it's not true. Dulum is not like a, it's not something that's dafka royal adam, it's royal behemah also. And therefore, you learn the vart is called a tirchi yaseri. You can't cut up dulum because tirchi yaseri, as other rishonim learn. Another thing I want to speak out is Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is mashma that the only reason why it's muksa is because muchan, the nevela is muksa, is because it was muchan la adam before Shabbos. In fact, Tosis have a better reason why it's muksa. You know why? Because Erev Shabbos was Eve Menachai, it was not shechted. Therefore, the whole animal was muksa anyway. Even for Adam, so why didn't say better? So Tosis answers, and we're happy for that. Sometimes klavim can eat live animals, and if not for it's muchan la Adam, la in muchan la klavim, it would not be muksaf not for that. But upon it, we have a chaykasim mishnah of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to cut up the veil of nei klavim because he holds even though it's not muchan for klavim before Shabbos, it's enough that it's now became muchan. Rabbi Yehuda says no, since it was not muchan for klavim before Shabbos, it was still live. It was not a veil before Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot give it to klavim on Shabbos. So, who do you pass from like? Rav Yehuda or Rav Shimon? Itma. The simon is Oral Shachas. It stands for, Oral stands for Ula and Rab and Levi, and Shachas stands for Shmuel, Rav Yechanan, and Ze'iri. So, Itmar, Om Ula, Halach Rav Yehuda. Shmuel, Om Halach Rav Shimon. Ula passes like Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel, we'll see in a second, passes like Rav Shimon. Af Rav, not only is Ula Halach Rav Yehuda, but Af Rav Shav Halach Rav Yehuda. How do you know? Because he says that sacks that are made to hold merchandise on a boat is muksa on Shabbos. The Rav also, the Shmuel Shari, Rav also, why? Because it's miyuchet v'schayra, so it's not muchan. It's miyuchet v'schayra, which is muksa. But Shmuel says, no, Maisa, since it's royo now, I pass it like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, something that's royo now is not muksa. Something that's royo now is not muksa. The Shmuel Shari. V'af Levi, sava halacha k'rab Yehuda. Levi also holds halacha k'rab Yehuda. That's what Levi also holds. Halacha k'rav Yehuda. Ki ha, the Levi kava maisi treif to lekameh b'yoy mitava. When he used to bring a treif in front of him on Yom Tif, because he holds a k'rav Yehuda, so if you're a treif in Yom Tif, if it's a big treif, you can't just give it to the klavim, it's a big muksa. Le'avachaz le'alek yosva kilkasa. He only looked at it while he sat on a garbage dump. Maybe it's not going to be kosher. But for klavim lechazia, that's not kosher even for klavim, because now we found that now that's not right for Adam, and it's too late to make right for klavim. And he passed like Rav Yehuda, and that's what made it muksa. V'shmuel amar halachah Rav Shimon. Shmuel also passed like Rav Shimon. V'av ziri saw halachah Rav Shimon. That was second part of the Simon. Ziri saw halachah Rav Shimon. How do we know the Tanan? Learned to the Mishnah. Behema shemesa. A behema that died on Yontif. Like Zenim v'kamin. Now let's move it. But Tirkum ziri that why can't he move it? Why can't I give it to klavim? The behemoth's kachim. Talking about behemoth's kachim is also by anah. Ava bechulin shapadami. But if a behemoth chulin will be mutter, why? Because he let it give it to the klavim. It's not mukso. Because Ziri holds that something that died on Yontif is not mukso, like we hold like Rav Shimon. So you see, Ziri also holds like Rav Shimon. Even though when Yontif came in, it was ready for Adam, but now it became became an avela. It's ready for klavim. Only kachim can be given. Rav Yechon shaval omar loch Rav Shimon. Rav Yechon holds the passing Rav Shimon. Break the Gemara, but we have Yechon. Okay, how can we say passing Rav Shimon? Va'amar Rav Yechon. We have a Mishnah. We have a klav for Rav Yechon. Loch is Stam Mishnah. We pass Stam like Stam Mishnah. But Tanan, learn to the Beis Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and daf tapakuf from Zayim Alav. Im a vacuum eats him min akiris. You can't crack off firewood off kiris that was set up for binyan. They were set aside to build, and since it's not royu for firewood for beginning of Yontif, you're not using firewood on Yontif because it's muksa. It's like Rav Yehuda. Blame a kiris just for Yontif or a kiris that broke on Yontif. You can't use for firewood. Why? Because you see that it was stamma made for binyan. If you can't use it for firewood, you see we pass like Rav Yehuda first from Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda always passed like Stam Mishnah. So actually, Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Shimon. Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Zokti Yomar Rav Yehuda. Who can Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda master. Rav Yehuda holds that is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that Mishnah is Stam like Rav Yehuda. It's a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda, and therefore it's not a Stam Mishnah. It's really a Yechida, and therefore we can still pass Rav Shimon because that Mishnah is not Stam. It's Rav Yehuda.